Time now for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm glad to say that this week I'm joined by Claire Aldworth, RNIB Voice of the Customer Insight Officer. Hello, Claire, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. It is great to be back. I'm hoping I can remember how to do this and won't be just stumbling over all my words, but it's lovely to be back with you.
Well, I think we'll be fine. Don't worry. This week, we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to help with hopefully cracking those last few metres when travelling around. The RNIB Stories Library is keen to hear from young people about their experiences of education as a visually impaired person and a request for people to take part in a study around cataracts. Claire, we're going to start with how people can help the RNIB with finding a solution to hopefully cracking those last few metres when trying to find a location.
That's it, Toby. So RNIB are looking how we can make it easier for blind and partially sighted people to reach their exact destination. So I'm sure many of us have been there, that you get in your taxi, you get to the right street, but you maybe have difficulty finding the lobby, or you reach the building using maybe, you know, a map app on your phone, but perhaps there's several doors and you're not sure which one you need to go in. I know that's happened to me. So we would love to get your thoughts on how we can make these experiences easier. What we're going to do is run a series of one-to-one interviews to understand the challenges that come up in the last few metres of a journey and get your thoughts on what the solution might look like. These interviews are going to be 30 to 40 minutes long, and they are being scheduled for quite soon, so between Wednesday the 19th and Wednesday 26th of October. But the good news is they're all going to be done over Zoom, so you can take part in the comfort of your own home. And if you would like to get involved in this opportunity and share your thoughts and experiences, please message our research partner, Alex at goodinnovation.co.uk. That's Alex at goodinnovation.co.uk.
Sounds like a fantastic opportunity. Now we have a request from the RNIB Stories Library, who are keen to hear from young visually impaired people about how they have gone through education.
Yes, this one is short and sweet. We would like to hear from any blind and partially sighted young people about their experiences of either secondary education or at university. And if you would be happy to talk about this, all you need to do is get in touch with our Stories Library. You can contact Gary or Amanda there, and the email address is storieslibrary@rnib.org.uk. That's storieslibrary@rnib.org.uk.
And finally, Claire, we have that request for people to take part in a study around cataracts.
That's right, Toby. We have been contacted by Rebecca. She is a recruiter at Exafield UK, and they are specialist medical market researchers. And Exafield are conducting a study on behalf of a healthcare company. Now, they are specifically looking to speak to patients who've been diagnosed with cataracts and who have been referred for surgery on the NHS. Now, there is some sort of qualifying criteria, I suppose, to take part in this study. So, first of all, you would be required to do a 20-minute screening questionnaire. And if you fit the criteria, you'll then be invited to do a phone or a video call, which will last between 45 and 75 minutes. But there is a sweetener. If you qualify to take part, you will receive between £60 and £90, depending on the criteria which you fit. And this is payable via BACS, cheque, or an Amazon voucher. And there are particular hospitals that they want the patients to have been referred to. So there's a little bit of a list here that I'll read to you. So it's the Eye Health Clinic and Surgical Centres for any of the following places: Shrewsbury, Ipswich, Norwich, Northampton, Bristol, Gloucestershire, Teesside, Lincoln, or Leeds. And if you would like to get involved in that study and have the chance to get your £60 to £90, then you can email Rebecca. Her email address is crehan at exafield.com. And I'll spell that. It's CREHAN at exafield, EXAFIELD.com.
Well, there's some great Connect Voices opportunities there, Claire. And if people would like to maybe find out more about the items we've just chatted about and other fantastic Connect Voices opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
Well, I have to give our Connect Voices group a plug, seeing as I've just come back. So you can please join our Connect Voices group online. And this is where we post all the latest involvement opportunities. So both from RNIB and also external ones like the cataract study that we were just talking about there. So if you would like to join Connect Voices and you're already on Facebook, simply search for Connect Voices and click join. Or please email involvement@rnib.org.uk if you'd like more information or help with that. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show. That's on the first and third Wednesday of the month. Or catch the clip later on Audio Boom. You can also catch it on our telephone information line, and that's on 0203 432 1488.
Well, it's lovely to have you back, Claire, and thank you very much indeed for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. Great to speak to you again.